Good evening and welcome to Oswego High School in Oswego, Kansas. I'm Ken Hansen along with Dylan Sherwood, set to bring you a doubleheader from the Class 1A Division 1 Substate Championships here in Oswego. First game we have the Opie Lady Eagles taking on the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Dylan, and this ought to be a fun one tonight.
Oh, most definitely. And these two teams had to venture 2 hours to the southeast to play this game for a trip to Dodge City on the line.
And, Dylan, this is a third time that they played each other this year. First two games were close, and we expect nothing less.
Yep, and Madison looking for a little redemption because in a two-week span, the two teams met in January, and Opie got both of them in the semifinal of the Lyon County League Tournament and then the regular season matchup in Madison.
All right, we'll be back with the Mel's Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizens Day Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. It's time now for the Mel's Tire pregame show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham and Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Coming up next, a visit with tonight's coaches and a preview of tonight's game.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome on in to the Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. It is a sub-state championship game between Lyon County League foes as Opie takes on Madison here in our girls game. I'm joined now by Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker. And coach, a good win for you guys on Thursday night, 64-43 over Flint Hills in a game that you never trailed. You mentioned when you spoke to me at halftime of the Madison game on Thursday night, it was kind of a tale of two halves. But what did you guys work on yesterday in practice to gear up for tonight's game with Madison?
Well, we didn't do anything new. It's too late in the season to start adding things. And we just tried to brush up on what we already want to do. Looked at Madison a little bit, but I'm a coach that I really don't like to spend a lot of time on the other guy. Spend that time on your own team, try to get better at what you do. And I think most coaches feel that way. So we had a short practice, and excited to put ourselves in this kind of a position to play for a championship.
I was real impressed with Katie Robert, Lily Skowski, and Millie Bailey on Thursday night. They were the three that lead you guys in scoring. How big is it, especially with Lily being a freshman, making the contribution she had off your bench on Thursday night?
Well, she'd been doing that all year. From the beginning, I really had no intention of starting her, but as we had injuries and things like that, worked herself into the starting lineup, and then she had an injury and kind of worked herself out of that. But, you know, I don't pay much attention to who's starting, who's not. She certainly is a contributor, and as you said, Millie has come along late season and really become a contributor on the scoring side, and Katie's been there all along.
We're visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Mel's Tire pregame show, and the third matchup with Madison happening 2 hours away from home. That's got to be the most interesting storyline about this game, is two teams 10 miles apart are playing 2 hours away southeast, and both of you guys have to make the trip. You guys beat them 41-32 back on January 13th, and then 2 weeks later beat them 41-34 in the semifinals of the Lyon County League Tournament. And, Coach, I really know the term third time's a charm, and I know you guys don't want that to happen, but what do you guys have to do better to try to avoid having Madison beat you guys here this evening?
Well, first of all, that not being able to beat somebody three times, if you play 3 days in a row, I don't think there's any question about that. That's pretty hard. But these are all spread out. This is a separate game. I'm not approaching any differently than I did the other two. I think probably most people thought that the first time we beat Madison was an upset, and certainly may have been, because I think they have a really good team. Bill's had a great season. I think they're 19-3. That's pretty darn good season in anybody's books. So we're down the line from then, but we're kind of approaching it to be another upset if we can get it. And I know our girls are really excited about the opportunity.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight, and looking forward to seeing you down in Oswego.
Sounds good. We'll see you there.
That's Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Let's take a break, and when we come back, a visit with Madison girls coach Bill Neinsted. This is Opie and Madison playoff basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball brought to you by Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student athletes. Go Bulldogs! Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Van Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dawgs! And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities. Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Madison Postseason Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Welcome back into the Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. It's the Opie girls and the Madison girls for a state berth to Dodge City. And joined now by Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinstead. And coach, you start out 9-0 on Thursday night against Crest and never looked back from there. And you mentioned to me in postgame about how you didn't feel like it was a team that had played a game in 10 days. And there were times where you said offensively there were some struggles there, but and you were doing good things on the defensive end. But how do you challenge your girls in practice today, knowing that Opie has beat you twice already this season?
Well, we just, you know, go have basketball practice. There's no big secret or mystery to any of it. We go and we'll work on a few things that we think are important based on how we played Thursday and on how we feel that we will need to play on Saturday. And our kids will be motivated, you know, a trip to state's on the line and a game against a school that's, you know, just a few miles away from us with kids that I know our kids know well and like. Several kids work together in the summers and things like that. So this should be quite a game.
For me, seeing your team for the first time on Thursday night, and we've talked all year on Area Coach's Corner about your kids, and there were times where we talked about Jalen Weekly and Sarah Miser, and when Jalen was in foul trouble on Thursday night, I really thought Sarah Miser became the spark that you guys needed, and she became the scorer that you guys needed her to be.
I absolutely agree. She has, during the 10 days that we didn't practice, Sarah practiced exceptionally well. She was really sharp and seemed to be getting better, which, you know, is rare for a senior that late in their senior season, but she really had really good practices. And I told her one day at practice that she seemed to be a player who the game had kind of slowed down for her, and she could see things. And she said, yeah, I feel pretty good right now. And so I thought she had a great game last night and gave us offensive production when Jalen had the foul trouble.
We're visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinstead here on Mel's Tire pregame show. And coach, another shot at Opie, and they have been close games. You played them at home. You played them in the semifinals of the Lyon County League Tournament, and now a state berth's on the line. And I know that your girls are hungry for one, but because Opie has gotten you. And just what's it going to take to get past what you guys haven't done the first two times? And as the old phrase is, the third time is a charm.
Yeah, I think, Dylan, that we need to keep their guards, I'm going to say, in front of us. They have hurt us with dribble penetration. Their physicality and depth has given us problems. So we need to be strong at all five positions with the basketball. I would say those are the main, and then in the Lyon County League tournament game, I bet we missed 7 or 8 1-foot uncontested shots that would have made a huge, huge difference. So we'll have to finish well around the basket.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, thank you, Dylan. I appreciate it.
That's Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinsted joining us here on the Mills Tire pregame show. Let's wrap up the Mills Tire pregame show and get you back out to Oswego with myself and Ken Hansen. This is Madison and Opie girls playoff basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This has been the Mel's Tire pregame show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Now stay tuned for tonight's game. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Shakey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs and the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksandAngus.com for more information.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386. Madison High School postseason basketball being brought to you by J.J. Edwards with State Farm agencies in Eureka and other surrounding communities. He wishes the Madison Bulldogs the best of luck. For help with your insurance or financial goals, call 620-583-7481. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Welcome back to Oswego High School in the 1A Division I Sub-State Championship game. Dylan, simply one thing, the biggest Madison Opie girls game in these girls' lifetime.
Yes. Most definitely.
I mean, Madison's trying to get back to the state for the first time since 2012. And Opie, for the first time in 2 years, which for Opie's a wide margin.
Right.
But this is such a big game between these two schools that are friends, but they're rivals at the same time. And
Let's go ahead, Dylan. It's going to be exciting because this is a pretty cool gym here in Oswego.
Yes, it is. Let's give you the starting lineup. Starting lineup's brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Henry would say this, go Dogs.
That's in the script,
but yes, I know Henry. And so the starting lineup for tonight for Madison, they will go with Kaylin Luthy, a freshman. Jalen Weekly, a sophomore. Yolaine Luthy, a senior. Ava Foltz, a senior. And Sarah Miser, a senior. Head coach is Bill Neinstedt. He's assisted by Callie Hayworth. And for Opie, they'll go with Jenna Smith, a senior. Millie Bailey, a junior. Katie Robert, a junior. Ava Clark, a senior. And McKenna Broyles, a senior. Head coach is Ron Slaymaker. He's assisted by Dina Wilson. Madison in their home white with black numbers and black and gold stripes, while Opie in their road green with yellow numbers and yellow and yellow stripes. And Dylan, this ought to be a fun one.
Most definitely, and been looking forward to this doubleheader all day.
Madison will be going right to left across your radio dial. Yolaine Luthy set to jump center against Millie Bailey.
And both student sections rocking early.
Yes, they are. And Opie wins the tip. Jenna Smith gives it off to Katie Robert. Katie Robert drives in, gets a shot away, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Madison. That was Katie Robert just trying to do her normal take it to the basket.
Yep,
wasn't it?
The junior trying to put the Eagles on the board here early.
Inbounds pass comes in up top to Ava Clark. Ava Clark gets it down underneath to Jenna Smith. Shot up off the glass and good by Jenna Smith. She gives Opie the early 2-0 lead. Kaylin Luthy with it up top. Hands the ball off to Ava Foltz. Ava goes off a screen by Weekly. Gets it, tries to get it in. Weekly has the ball knocked away. Katie Robert has it for Opie. Robert on the break has the ball knocked from behind by Yolaine Luthy. And out of bounds to Opie. And Dylan, one thing that I'm thrilled to see was Yolaine Luthy took a hard fall to the floor on the other night, and she's right back at it. Inbound pass comes in to Ava Clark. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Madison. They get the ball right side to Elaine Luthy. Luthy gets the ball off to Miser. Miser is going to be fouled out front by Katie Robert.
And Katie Robert got in foul trouble the other night, and she picks up an early one here, 43 seconds in.
And Coach Slaymaker's probably not happy with that because it was 30 feet away from the basket.
You don't want to be fouling that far away.
Inbounds pass Madison, having trouble getting the ball inbounds, but they do. Sarah Miser with it on the right side. Sarah dribbles over now to the left side. Now back over to the right. Now to the middle. Down the paint. They're going to lose control of the basketball, and it comes up in the hands of the Opie Lady Eagles. Katie Robert across the timeline. Katie now picks up her dribble, gets the ball to the right side. The Millie Bailey now up to Jenna Smith. Smith goes to the right side to Katie Robert. Katie Robert for three. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy for Madison. Here comes Luthy on the break. Luthy goes to the right side. Kaylin Luthy layup. No good. And she's fouled.
Luthy, the Luthy, almost had the and one there for the freshman.
And that foul is on Ava Clark. That's her first, second team foul on Opie at the line to shoot 1-1 is Kaylin Luthy.
Early free throws are going to be big in this contest.
Yeah, and I forgot. It's a two-shot foul. You don't get to go to 1-1s on the second foul.
Nope.
If they did, we'd be here forever.
Yes, we would.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Opie. Here they come. McKenna Broyles gets it down to Katie Robert. Robert right side. Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey takes it to the basket. Shots up no good. Rebounded by Madison. That time, Dylan, she had a wide open look. Now Yolaine Luthy, right side, shots up, no good. And here comes Opie back with it.
And missing from point blank.
Down the Clark. Ava Clark shots up, no good. And now a turnover in backcourt by Madison. And Dylan, one of the things that you talked about with Coach Neinstedt was missing those inside shots.
And I can give you stats real quick. Madison, 0 of 1 from the field. Opie is 1 of 5.
And bounce pass comes in up to Katie Robert. Robert now spin move, gets in the paint, now loses control of the basketball, but she's going to be fouled by Sarah Miser. Foul on Miser. It's her first team foul. And bounce pass comes in up top. They're going to run it down in backcourt. McKenna Broyles, but she makes a mistake and thinks that it's going to be backcourt violation. Now Jalen Weekly has it for Madison. Her shot's up, no good. And a foul on the, going to be out of bounds on the rebound to Olpe. And that was just McKenna Broyles not realizing you can go in the backcourt. Dylan, she just didn't realize that, did she?
Yeah, and from my vantage point here, it looked like it was off of Olpe, but Olpe gets the possession.
Now they get the ball to Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith goes to the right side, McKenna Broyles. McKenna Broyles back up to Katie Robert. Robert, spin move, gets in, has the ball knocked away. Jalen Weekly on the break. Weekly goes in left side, layup, good. The first 2 points of the night for Madison go to Jalen Weekly, and we're tied at two. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. And Dylan, both teams are just seeming a little nervous right now.
Yeah, with a state berth on the line. There's early game jitters.
Katie Roberts with it. Gets it up. I think I've had them too. And then McKenna Broyles has it. She gets it over. Now they get the ball left side. Shot is up and good by Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith has all four of Opie's points. And it's 4-2. Opie with the lead. 5 minutes to go here.
And Smith just took a bounce on the floor and hit it from the left block. And she called glass on that one.
Sarah Miser drives in, shots up, no good, but she's fouled. And that's two on Katie Robert.
Again, I'm making the note. I'm going to do it.
All right.
That is a huge foul against Opie here early in the going.
At the free throw line, Sarah Miser's free throw is up and no good, but they're not making them pay with the free throws.
Narrow 0 for 3.
And now in the game, for Olpe, it's Grace Coughlin, this junior, along with Lily Skalski, the freshman.
And Lily played really good the other night.
Miser's second free throw is up and good. Cuts the lead to 1, 4-3. Olpe with the lead, Skalski with the basketball. Being guarded out there by Elaine Luthy. Now Skalski gives the ball to the left side. Three-pointer by Ava Clark is up, no good. Rebound comes out. And here comes Caitlin Luthy. Gets it down to Elaine Luthy. Elaine Luthy layup. Good. Madison with their first lead of the night. That's 5-4. Lily Skalski with it up top. Gives the ball left side to Coughlin. Coughlin gets inside. 10-footer is up. No good. Rebounded by Lily Skalski. She gets it back out. Put back up by Ava Clark's no good. Grace Coughlin's rebound put back up is no good, but she's fouled. Foul is on Ava Fultz. Her first, Madison's second team foul at the line to shoot two will be Grace Coughlin. Grace Coughlin's free throw is up and good. We're back and tied at five.
The second Lady Eagle to score tonight.
And second free throw by Coughlin's up and no good. Rebound, we're going to get a violation on Madison.
Going to get one more.
Coughlin's second free throw attempt again is up, no good. Rebound by Jenna Smith, put back up, no good. Rebound this time to Caitlin Luthy. For Madison, we're going to get a foul out by the timeline on Millie Bailey. And that's her first personal. I would say this is double the attendance of the first two nights.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
Inbounds pass, they're having trouble. They get it in to Elaine Luthy. Elaine gets it in underneath the Weekly layup. Good. Jalen Weekly with four, and it's a 7-5 lead for Madison. Millie Bailey with it up top. Gets the ball left side to Ava Clark. Ava Clark now backs it up. Goes to the right side. to Millie Bailey, and she's fouled. And I get the sense this is like Thursday night's game. It's going to be called tight.
Yeah, there are several of, at least one of the officials was on one of these teams' games on Thursday night. And I believe Sarah Meiser just picked up number two.
Yes. And now a steal on the inbounds pass. Yolaine Luthy has it. Gets it down the court. Layup is no good. Rebound by Weekly. Gets it out to Luthy. Put back up. No good. Rebound to Luthy. Luthy puts it back up again and good. Yolaine Luthy with four. And Candace Ashlock is in the game now for Madison. I get the ball left side to Jenna Smith. Jenna gets it in to Gracie Coughlin. Grace Coughlin gets inside. Shot up off the glass and good. Coughlin now with 3 points. And it's a 9-7 Madison lead. And the Bulldogs have the ball. We're going to get an off. We're going to get an illegal screen out front on Jalen Weekly. And Coach Neinstead not happy with that call.
Well, and that's they're going to call it tight, Ken. You just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are different officials than what both of these teams would see in the Lyon County League.
Yes, yes. These are all from Southeast Kansas. They've done a good job, though, for the most part.
Yes,
this
they
time.
Have.
Now, ball stolen by Yolaine Luthy. Yolaine Luthy gets it, takes it in the right side. Shot is up, and they're going to say she's fouled on the floor. Foul is going to be on Jenna Smith, her first, fifth team foul.
They said it was before the shot.
Yep. Now they get the ball to Jalen Weekly inside. Weekly gets the shot up off the glass and good. I think Jalen looked around to pass it out, Dylan, and realized nobody was there, so I better take the shot. She's got six, and it's a four-point lead now for Madison. Millie Bailey gets the ball to Jen. They get the ball right side, driving in. Millie Bailey shots up no good, and she's fouled. It was Lily Skalski passing it to Millie Bailey. And that foul is on
Ashlock.
Yep, Candace Ashlock picks up her first. And the 15th foul. So free throw shooting will be very important.
Yes, it will. One foul to give each before they go into the bonus.
Now Madison having, LP having trouble inbound, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Jalen Weekly. This is the second time in a row, Dylan, that Opie's having trouble inbounding it underneath their own basket.
You know, Coach Knight said it's got to be bringing some pressure against Slay. Got to pull out the bag of tricks.
Yeah, and then we're going to get another foul. And if this is a foul fest, that favors Opie because they're a little deeper.
And Foltz just picked up number two for the Bulldogs.
That's team foul number six on Madison. The inbounds pass underneath. Now Clark gets it back out to McKenna Broyles. Free throw line jumper's up, no good. Clark gets the rebound, put back up, no good. Rebound by Millie Bailey, put back up and good. Millie with her first two of the night, cuts the lead to 11-9. Kaylin Luthy with it out front. Freshman on Garden freshman right there between those two. Between Sokolsky and Kaylin Luthy. Ava Foltz goes off to the right side. Down in the right corner, Candace Ashlock for three. No good. Rebounded two. Skalski for Opie. They get the ball down the court. McKenna Broyles gets it back up. Now they go right side. Millie Bailey jumper. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy. Yolaine gets it across the timeline. And then loses it. Out of bounds to Opie. Hey, Dylan, what's the turnovers look
yep,
like?
Yep, I'm going to give it to you. Madison, or Opie has four. Madison has five. So nine combined turnovers and 11 fouls in the first just over 6 minutes.
The intensity, you can just really feel it right now.
Yes.
And now Skalski gives it over to the left side to Ava Clark. Ava picks up her dribble, gives it left side to McKenna Broyles. Broyles now in the corner to Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey drives into the paint. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by great. Looks like it's going to be the rebound by Candace Ashlock. And then ball out of bounds to Madison.
Well, I think they called a tie-up.
Yeah.
Because Ashlock was tied up, and I think Millie Bailey had it. So it went to Madison on the possession.
Luthy with it up top. Now gives it over to the right side. Now they get the ball to Ashlock. And Ashlock gets in the paint, dishes off to Fultz for three. In and out. Rebound to Ashlock. Ashlock tries to go across the court. Ball knocked away. Coming in now for Opie is Kinsey Curzon, the junior, and also in the game for Madison is Sadie Albert. Ava Fultz inbounds it, gets it in up top to Yolaine Luthy. Yolaine gives it left side to Ava Fultz. Fultz gives it in underneath to Ashlock. Shots up no good, and she's fouled. And that's going to go on Lily Skalski. Her first six-team foul at the line to shoot two. It's Candace Ashlock. Free throw is up and no good.
That is now 1-for-3 at the free throw line for Madison, or actually 1-for-5.
And second free throw is up and no good. Make it 1 out of 6. Madison right now could be looking at if they even hit half those free throws. A two-possession game. Now the ball on the left side. Curzon can't handle it. And it goes over to Madison. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Madison leading 11-9. Don't forget we'll have the Opie boys against the Colony Crest Lancers following this. Now they get the ball in underneath. Shot is up by Ashlock. Is up no good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthy. Luthy puts it up, shot up off the glass, and good. Yolaine Luthy with 6. Extends the lead to 13-9. Lily Skalski across the timeline. Gets the ball to Grace Coughlin on the right side of the free throw line. Grace now gets it down to Millie Bailey in the corner. Inside it goes to Curzon. Curzon's going to have to get it back out to Clark. That's McKenna Broyles. Gets inside, shot up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock for Madison. He gets the ball down to Luthy. Down the court it goes all the way to Sadie Albert, who's fouled. Grace Coughlin, though, that was a beautiful pass to Sadie Albert.
Yeah, Luthy, they had wide open court, and she passed it to Sadie Albert right side, and Candace Ashlock was on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And now Madison's going to be in the bonus the final 8 minutes of this half.
That foul's on Grace Coughlin. That's her first. Free throw by Sadie Albert is up and no good. Well, it really didn't hurt them being in that, fouling them, is it, Dylan? Because
yeah.
1 of 7 at the line. And so Grace Coughlin really saved 2 points there by that foul.
Yeah.
Free throw is up and good. And length of the court shot is no good. And that does it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Madison 14, Opie 9. Be back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Hague Pharmacy. For the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. For excavation, footings, water, and sewer line installation and repair, they do it all with 3 decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, glass installation, and free estimates. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Back here in Oswego High School, Madison being led by Jalen Wheatley and Yolaine Luthy with 6 points each, while Opie has been led by Jenna Smith with 4. She hit the first 4 of the game for,
yeah, yes,
for
she
Opie.
Did.
But Katie Robert being in foul trouble, and now she's back in, Dylan.
Yeah, and she's got to be very careful not to pick up number 3.
Katie Robert with it up top. And Now a good ball left side to Skalski. Down in the corner goes to Broyles. Back up to Robert. Robert launches a three. In and out. Rebound two. Knocked around. Grace Coughlin has it for Opie. Gets it back up to Jenna Smith. Jenna, left side to Katie Robert. Robert gets the ball down in the corner to McKenna Broyles. Broyles picks up her dribble, gets it down, tries to get in the left corner. And they're going to, Jenna Smith was down there, but they're going to say it was out of bounds off of Candace Ashlock. And Ava Foltz checks back in the game for Madison. Inbounds pass comes in to Katie Robert in backcourt. Robert gets it across the timeline again. Now goes the ball left side to McKenna Broyles. Broyles now dribbles it back up. Picks up her dribble. Gives it over right side to Robert. Robert goes off a screen. Gets it in the paint. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Weekly. Weekly has it for Madison across the timeline. Going to push it right side. And has the ball knocked away by Grace Coughlin. Now here comes Lily Skalski on the break for Opie. And the shot is up. And they're going to say carrying the ball. A turnover on Opie.
That is turnover number six against the Lady Eagles, and Madison with six of their own.
Yeah, that's one area where both coaches are probably not happy, but right now with just being a five-point game, they're going, okay, we can do this. And the ball goes left side to Sarah Miser. Sarah now gets her cross court. Three-pointer is up and no good by Ashlock. Rebound put back up by Weekly's no good. Rebound Luthy put back up good. Yolaine Luthy with eight. And the largest lead of the night, 16-9. Now jumper on the right side by Ava Clark. No good. Rebound pulled down by Yolaine Luthy for Madison. She gets the ball down the court to Sarah Miser. Miser picks up her. Miser's just going to stay right there, not dribble it yet. And we got an injury. Oh, yeah. Candace Ashlock has definitely got.
Yeah, she's bleeding and got blood on the front of her jersey.
And she looks a little woozy coming over on the side. So, got a timeout here. They're just going to actually. Now, we're just going to substitute in. Kaylin Luthy coming in. Now, she's got a pretty good gash. Going right above her left eye.
Oh. Is there blood on the floor? They want to check.
Yep. They're going to stop it.
Yep. This is the third time this week in all the basketball I've seen that we've had an injury timeout due to blood.
Yeah, and this is the first one that I've seen here. So right now, with 6:22 to go in the first half, we'll take a break. Madison 16. Opie 9 back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
All right, we had a turnover on the inbounds pass. So Opie with the basketball now. They get the ball left side. Over to Lily Skalski. She gives it up to Jenna Smith. Down in the corner it goes to Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey had the ball knocked away and a loose ball. And Bailey comes up with it. She gives it. Now they get it in underneath. Skalski over left side. Jenna Smith layup. Good. Jenna Smith with six. And that was just a good. Both teams were hustling there. Just Opie came up with it. Now it drive inside by Kaylin Luthy. Shots up no good. And she's going to go to the free throw line. That foul's on Grace Coughlin. That's her second. Team's eighth. And at the free throw line, shooting two is Kaylin Luthy. Free throw is up and no and good. I thought, man, that looked like that was going to fall to the right side, Dylan.
Yeah, and I thought the free throw woes would continue for the Bulldogs.
Second free throw is up and money. So now Kaylin Luthy with two, and the lead's back up to a seven, 18-11. Ball goes to the left side, Lily Skalski. She's going to dribble it up top. Swings it over to the right side, Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith goes across court to Millie Bailey. And Millie Bailey is going to get a timeout. Opie wanted the timeout. In fact, Coach Slaymaker was all the way down in front of the, almost in front of the Madison bench, and couldn't get the call, Dylan, and it just frustrated him.
Yes, it did.
Now a turnover. Katie Robert has it. Robert dribbles in the right side, dishes it over left side. Lily Skalski layup, good. And Skalski with her first two of the night cuts the lead to 18-13. Now they get the ball left side, Madison does. Get it over to Ava Foltz. Foltz goes off a screen, dishes over right side to Kaylin Luthi. Kaylin gets it into Yolaine. Luthi has the ball stolen away by Katie Robert. Katie Robert on the break. Dribbles left side, takes it inside, and loses control of the basketball. Out of bounds. They're going to say too Opie.
Yeah, I think that was clearly off Katie.
Yeah, they're going to say it was tipped. And now Coach Slaymaker is still trying to get a timeout, and he's walking clear down the other side. And now he's laughing with the officials. The officials are going, don't be doing that again. So 4:52 to go in the first half. In the first half, it's Madison 18, Opie 13. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
18-13, Madison with the lead. And Opie set the inbound and underneath their own basket. And they get the ball in. Grace Coughlin, she gives the ball over to Jenna Smith. Jenna gets inside. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthi for Madison.
And she's got seven rebounds along with those 8 points.
She's having one heck of a night. Now they get the ball back up to Yolaine Luthi. Free throw line jumper is up and no good. Rebound. We're going to get a tie up on the rebound between Kaylin Luthi, it looked like, and Grace Coughlin. So it'll be going, staying with Madison. Inbounds pass. Having some trouble. They try to force it in, and they get a tie up there between Millie Bailey and Jalen Weekly. That was a forced inbounds pass. They had plenty of players open elsewhere.
Yeah, and I know Jalen was trying to just get the easy layup, but, costly turnover.
And now the ball goes up top. Lily Skalski has it. Gives the ball to Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith goes to the right side, Katie Robert. Katie Robert gets it in to Grace Coughlin. Grace gets inside. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Madison. That was a nice move, though, by Grace Coughlin. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Yep.
Jalen Weekly out front. Now loses the basketball. Comes up in the hands of Jenna Smith for Opie. Here comes the Lady Eagles. Back across the court. Katie Robert. Katie Robert with it up top. Gets the ball right side to Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey dribbles to the baseline. Now we're going to get a foul on Millie Bailey, an offensive foul. I thought I saw her extend that elbow there, Dylan. I think it was. And now here comes Madison. Kaylin Luthi across the timeline. Dribbles the ball over to the right side. Now dribbles it up top, gives the ball to Sarah Miser, goes in underneath to Yolaine Luthi. Yolaine Luthi, reverse shot is up, no good. Rebound comes to Jalen Weekly. Put back up, good, and a foul. Jalen Weekly with eight. A foul is going to be on Grace Coughlin. That'll be her third. And Dylan, I like the move that Yolaine Luthi had, but I think if she would have just taken a step back instead of trying to reverse it, she might have had a better opportunity.
Yeah, and that was just a great read by Yolaine Luthi to get it to Jalen for the and one.
Jalen Weekly's free throw is up, no good. Rebound to Opie. Now we get a tie up out front between Sarah Meiser and McKenna Boyles, and it will go to Madison. And now Ava Clark checking back in for Opie. 10 team fouls by Opie, 16 fouls so far for Madison. The ball comes into Kaylin Luthi. Gets the ball left side to Ava Fultz. Fultz gives it back up to Kaylin Luthi. Kaylin has the ball knocked away. Gets the ball up to Ava Fultz. Ava now to Jalen Weekly at the free throw line. She goes to the left side to Sarah Meiser. Meiser back out to Fultz. Fultz thought about the three now. Gets it back up top to Jalen Weekly. Weekly's going to take it to the basket. Layup good.
Jalen Weekly's taking over.
Yeah, the sophomore has 10. It's 22-13, the largest lead of the night. They get the ball into Grace Coughlin. Put up off the glass and good. Nice job executing that time by the Lady Eagles. 5 points now for Grace Coughlin. Leads back to 7, 22-15. Yolaine Luthi gets inside. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes out to Kaylin Luthi, and we're going to get a tie up, and that one will go over, I do believe, to Opie. Jenna Smith checking in. Dylan, one other thing, too, is these ladies are laying it all on the line right now.
Yeah. This is a typical Lyon County League showdown, except with all the marbles on the line.
And now 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Madison leading by 7, 22-15, but Opie has the ball. Katie Robert gives it off to Ava Clark. Ava Clark thinks about the three, launches the three. It's no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Opie. Now the inbounds pass comes in. Kaylin Luthi has it, gets it across the timeline. Being guarded out there by McKenna Broyles. Luthi gets the ball over to Sarah Meiser. Meiser picks up the dribble, gives it over to Ava Fultz for three. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Weekly. She gets the ball stripped, and she's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on 31, McKenna Broyles. That's her first. At the free throw line, shooting two is Jalen Weekly.
Madison is 4 of 11 from the free throw line here in the first half, Ken.
What a difference it would be if they were making,
yes.
Making them.
Yes.
Hey, Dylan, how's Emporia High doing?
They're getting ready to start in Andover. You can listen to the game on Mix 104.9. Or you can keep just listening to us, and
yes.
I figure out a way to keep everyone updated.
Yes. Free throw is up and good. Jalen Weekly with 9 and leads back up to 8. 23-15. Ball goes to the left side. Ava Clark has it. Now we're going to get an offensive foul, an illegal screen on McKenna Broyles. And Opie is getting real frustrated right now. Coach Slaymaker wants another timeout. And we'll take a timeout too. 23-15, Madison with the lead. 1:45 to go here in the first half. We'll be back after this 30-second message on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Opie trailing Madison 23-15. Largest lead of the night has been 9 for Madison.
That was at 22-13, so not that long ago.
And one other thing, too, is I was looking over there, and we definitely do not see Candace Ashlock on the bench. So probably needing stitched up if nothing else.
Yep.
And ball out front. Kaylin Luthy has it. Gets ball left side. Sarah Miser. Miser gets inside to Yelaine Luthy. Yelaine Luthy shot up off the glass and good. Yelaine Luthy with 12. And the lead's the largest lead of the night at 10, 25 to 15. That ball comes up top. Ava Clark has it. Ava goes to the left side to Katie Robert. Katie Robert, three-pointer. Good.
How big is that?
That is huge. That is the first points of the night for Katie Robert. And it cuts the lead to 25-18, but they get the ball inside. Jalen Weekly off the glass and good.
She's got 13, Kenny.
And it's, yeah, now the ball thrown away. And lead up to 9, 27-18. Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball to the right side to Sarah Miser. Miser gets the ball off to Yelaine Luthy. Yelaine, right corner to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin Luthy gets inside. Dishes it off left side to Sarah Miser. Miser dribbles down the paint. Shot is up and no good. Rebound to Lily Skalski for Opie. Skalski gets it across the timeline. Now left side, right side, Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey drives in. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Yelaine Luthy. Yelaine gets it up across the court.
They got to figure the best shot up.
And shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Opie. And we're going to get a foul in backcourt. Foul is going to be on Ava Fultz. That's probably something that's her third.
Yep.
And that's probably something that they didn't want to have happen. Sadie Albert checking in. Didn't want her to pick up her third foul 75 feet away from the court. At the free throw line is Ava Clark shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. No good. Rebounded by Yelaine Luthy. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Down and underneath the can. She tried to get it up. Out to Kaylin Ashlock. Kaylin Luthy, and just threw it way too fast for her. That was a serious fastball.
Yes, it was.
Lily Skalski gets across the timeline. Now gets a shot off, and it is no good. And that does it for the first half. And at the end of the first half, it is Madison 27, Opie 18. We'll be back with the Long Bayonano Plaza halftime show on Country 101.7 FM.